Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. Playlist.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me.
Playlist. We're on a mission from God.
On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, tender-hearted a woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, yes, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. The snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk, and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from her work that night as soon as she arrived. Now she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake, take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom, you're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't have brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again, and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake. Now I saved you, cried that woman, and you bit me even a while. And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm gonna die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, say that a reptile with a grin. Sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake. Sighed the snake. Take me in, tender woman. Come on in, you pretty snake.
How do, champions? Welcome along.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep, and he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of Wandsworth with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father, and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. To change the mood a little, I've been posting browsing down the pub, I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so flash. I give a little muscle and I spend a little cash, but all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had, and everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat. Cool for cats. Questions that she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I give her some old chat, but it's not like they on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Oi oi, Savs Aloy. Welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. I'm DJ Darren, or just Darren. Yeah, depends on what you want to call me. I'm not fussed. This is LABR, Lover Brother Radio, and I am hitting up the internet with all this nonsense for the next 2 hours at stream.labr.online. You hit up that particular link and there's a lovely little chat. So please feel free to come along to the chat and join in. You can also let me know if you're a live Clive, as it were, listening in live over on Mastodon. That is my preferred entryway to the Fediverse. At DJ Darren at menddrum.org. If you wish to shout adoration at me, that's fine by me. So, the playlist, 2 hours of tunes based around a given theme. The theme this week is animals. I'll talk more about it after this one from the Diagram Brothers called We Are All Animals.
Animals, we are all
I've said it before, and I will no doubt say it again, probably next week, because I'll have forgotten that I said it this week. One of the things that I love most about doing this show is discovering new music that came out 40 years ago that I was completely and utterly unaware of. That being a really good example of it, that was the Diagram Brothers with We Are All Animals. That was recommended by, that was suggested by Ian Tyndale over on Mastodon. I think it's Mastodon he uses. Well, over on the Fediverse. I couldn't tell you what his username is because it's like U01 something 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 something. But anyway, he's in my replies. But thank you very much for that suggestion, Ian. Very good one. Also, big thanks to Hayley for suggesting this week. They sent me a list of possible themes. And animals / pets was one of them. So I thought, yeah, that sounds like it'll be fun. And it turns out that there are a lot of songs that feature animals. And I've had quite a job these last couple of days of paring this playlist down from 2.5 hours to the roughly hour and 40 minutes that I need it to be. So actually slightly less than that. So, yay. It's a cracking playlist, though. It's a cracking episode this week. And yeah, it will all be good. Like I said, shout me up on Mastodon if you want to say hello. I'm always, always, always on there. So I will reply at some point. Thank you very much to everybody who suggested tunes for tonight. It's absolutely banging selection, and I'm going to shut up and play some more of them. This one was suggested by, well, me. This is Dr. Feelgood.
Baby, you got me in your spell. I'm like a monkey up a tree. I'm like a mocking you will see. I got a monkey on you, baby. Tell me that you're monkey on me. Fancy driving to the house up by the moon. The night was made for loving, and I'm loving you. You said you're a student. Oh, I'm studying me. I'm monkey on you, baby. It's easy, can't you see? I'm like a monkey up a tree. I'm like a monkey, you will see. Like a monkey on you, baby. Tell me that you're monkey on.
Just as well wrap it up there tonight, lads. That's bad. It doesn't get much better than that, does it? That's Dr. Feelgood, Monkey. That was taken from the UA Years singles collection from 1989. I don't actually know when that was originally released, but it doesn't matter because it's great. And you know where to go looking for it. That was Dr. Feelgood with Monkey. Can you hear this this lovely piece of bed music that I'm talking over? Yes, that's a Moog version of Spanish Flea. And because I love Spanish Flea, This following song is actually currently my ringtone for those very rare occasions when my phone isn't on silent, because it's an absolute banger. This is Ski Whiff's remix of Spanish Flea, and I dare you not to love it.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine.
twirls. Come at me, boss on the floor. I will rock your world. I will whine and go down, whine and come up. And watch the people on the way. Try keep it up. Then go watch how me do. And I watch how me glide. Them I watch how me foot pan the floor just divide. All the girls them I scream and I holler and make noise. All down one got the whiz bubble down with liquor.
That was Backyard Dog, and they are the baddest and indeed the roughest. That one was suggested by my brother Tony, who may or may not be listening to this later on. I text him, this is what the theme is next week, what have you got? And he comes back with half a dozen tracks that I've never heard of, apart from that one actually, because he's well into his house and his club. In fact, the usual run of LABR is exactly up his Strasse. It was nuts. I rebelled against dance music as a kid because my brother was into it. I've subsequently grown up and realized the error of my ways. And, you know, good music is good music, regardless of where it comes from. But, you know, so thank you very much for suggesting that one, Tony. It was very good. I enjoyed it a lot. I very nearly mixed the next song into the previous one because I could beat match them and everything, but I thought, no, I'm not going to go down that route. I'm just not that kind of kid. I am, however, DJ Darren. Thank you very much if you've just joined me. I'm here on LABR, Love a Brother Radio. I'm here until 9 o'clock this evening. Not 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock this evening. That's British summertime, of course. If you're not in Britain, then please adjust your clocks accordingly. Why aren't you on the same time zone as us? We do, of course, rule most of the world. No, we used to. And that was a bad thing, but I won't get into that now. Colonialism has no place on the playlist. So yeah, thank you very much for joining me. And tonight's theme is, of course, animals. So you've had, so far, you've had, well, as ever, the theme is loosely adhered to here on the playlist. So we've had a snake, cats, animals as a whole, monkey, a flea. Now, a flea is, of course, not an animal. It is an insect, but I don't care. It fits the bill. And then you just had Backyard Dog with Baddest Roughest. That Ski Whiff track, by the way, came from this year's... I think they put it out last year as a single, but it came out earlier this year on the record Something Like That, which is comfortably in my top five records of the year so far. It's so good. I love it so much. So go and check that out. It's very, very good. Also, they did a half-hour Trunk Funk mix on Craig Charles' Funk and Soul Show last week, well, a week ago. It's on another network that we don't talk about because the only radio station in the world is, of course, LABR. But go and look for it anyway because it's a real good half hour of music. And that's about all I've got to say right now. This is Mike Snow with Animal. Yeah. That was Mike Snow with Animal, the Punk's Jump Up remix, which if you've ever watched Friday Night Dinner, you would recognise that as the theme tune. I love the original, but that version is just tweaks it just a little bit better. Anyway, this is The All-Seeing Eye, featuring, of course, Tony Christie.
Marie has set up home with a man who's half my age, a half-wit in a leotard stands on my stage. The standards have fallen, my value has dropped, but don't shed a tear. Some walk like this. Suspect, cover your clothes. The standards have fallen, my value has dropped, but don't shed a tear. Some walk like they own the place, whilst others creep in fear. So try if you can to walk like a man, but you got to fly.
Was The All-Seeing Eye with... Try again. That was The All Seeing Eye featuring Tony Christie with Walk Like a Panther. That was from 1999. Can you imagine it? Can you believe such time has passed? Truth be told, when I first decided on this theme for tonight's show, or for today's show, for this particular edition, I tried to remember that people might not necessarily be listening in British summertime, or the British equivalent. And so I do try to be like, good time zone, Fediverse people. But I always forget because, it is how it is. Anyway, when I was deciding on the theme for this week's show, one of the first songs that came into my head was that one. I had to play it because I haven't heard it for years and I enjoyed it. It's slower than I remember it being, but still, an enjoyable tune. Also, I seem to remember Jarvis Cocker doing something with that, but I might be conflating it with another track that came out at the same time that was quite similar. Anyway, I should do more research on that. The other track that first came to mind was Dog-Faced Boy by Eels, which I had in the playlist until like 3 hours ago. It's a cracking tune, but no one had suggested it, and that one was all on me. And I kind of have to... This show is put together by the Fediverse, basically. I guide it. I am the benevolent dictator at the top of it. But I like to think that it's your show. It belongs to you guys. And as such, I do tend to defer to suggestions rather than my own choices. And so hopefully it pays out. And hopefully you enjoy it. And it's nice to hear songs that you've gone, oh yeah, I think you should play this. And then I'll play it and you'll go, ah, you played my song. That's always good. Anyway, I'll stop waffling and play some more tunes. This one was suggested by Gary Whitewolf. It was a bit of a brain fart of a message sent to me. He's not even listening to this now. I know he's not because he's in a campsite somewhere with no Wi-Fi, having just been to Bearded Theory Festival. So no doubt he'll listen back to this at some point during the week and enjoy the fact that I'm now playing Lemon Jelly just for him.
Thank you. the charge, eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Just wanna call you tonight, tell you how much I miss you.
Beautiful. That was Neon Bunny with Call You, another artist that, or another act that I'm completely unaware of until I put the shout out for this show. I, of course, am DJ Darren. This is Love a Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, this afternoon, today, this morning, whenever it is where you are. This is, yeah, Love a Brother Radio, labr.online, stream.labr.online, if you want to stream the thing that you are currently listening to. Yeah, I don't know. All makes sense sometimes, somewhere. Yeah, that was suggested by Beardy Foxy, because what would the playlist be without Beardy Foxy suggesting something from Japan or Korea or China? I've no idea where that particular act came from. Fairly sure they're one of those three. But I enjoyed it very much. He has a couple of other tracks coming up, or at least one more track, I think, in the next hour. And yes, he has one more track in the next hour, and his wife Selena has two tracks coming up as well. So, exciting. I know they're listening. They are live Clives, as it were. I'm starting to regret that, but not. My live listeners are now the live Clives, and that's all there is to it. This is Laura Cantrell.
hotel. We used to stay there, empty and threadbare, water running cold. Searched the streets for old friends, met only strangers, none who remember, none who would take me home. I miss the bees, I miss the honey, I miss them humming by the flowered vine. My time is short now, I feel it coming. I see you, darling, in the morning. Spend an hour in the waiting room of our old headquarters. None brought my orders. I rode on alone with my portrait missing from their hall of honor. No frame to claim me. Silver, black, and gold. Lost in the afternoon, missing an hour or two. Turn the crystal set, it's never failed me yet. No voice to say goodbye.
Taken from the 2005 record Humming by the Flowered Vine, that was Laura Cantrell. I've not listened to Laura Cantrell in quite a while. I should remedy that because that was beautiful. It was a really lovely few minutes. Just sat back with my headphones on and just enjoyed the vibes. The vibes here on the playlist. I'm DJ Darren. Darren coming at you from the south coast of England and playing nonsense at you for another hour or so, I guess. An hour and 7 minutes, because I'm a consummate professional and will be done by the time my show should be done. I got a couple more tracks to play this hour, and then we'll smash into hour two with some absolute bangers. That's not to say that the previous hour's worth of music weren't bangers, but the following hour's music will also be bangers.
Okay. And you caught me, you'd say, look at that fish shimmering in the sun, such a rare one, can't believe that you caught one. If I were a fish and you caught me, you'd say, look at that fish, heavy as you caught me. Why is everybody on the internet so mean? Why is everybody so afraid of what they've never seen? If I was scrolling through and I saw me flopping around and singing my song, I'd say, damn, they're cute, and sing along. If I were a rock, you would pick me up and say, that's a nice rock. Skippiest on the lake. Plop, 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 I'm the perfect shape. And if I were a sock, you would put me on and say, that's a nice sock. Happiest as a pear. I found you, now I'm not scared. Why is everybody on the internet so mean? Why is everybody so afraid of what they've never seen? If I was scrolling through and I saw me flopping around and singing my song, I'd say, damn, they're cute, and sing along. How lucky are we?
That was suggested by Nikki Lear, and that was If I Were a Fish, Kuroke featuring Olivia Barton. And yes, that was splendid and lovely. Oh, I meant to say the Laura Cantrell track prior to that was suggested by Shiviness over there on the Mastodon. So thank you very much once again, Andrew, as I believe his real name is. So, thank you very much for everybody for your suggestions. This next one was suggested by Selena via the conduit of Alan. And this is actually a really lovely track. I'd never heard of this band before, and I know I've said that several times already tonight, but this track is a genuinely brilliant piece of music, and I love it so much. So I hope you love it as much. This is For Tracy Hyde.
Oh, oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and listen to the playlist.
Astonishingly stupid music there from Pulled Apart by Horses. That was I Punched a Lion in the Throat. Just to really hammer home this week's theme on the playlist. The theme, of course, being animals. And here you have a double whammy of a lion and a horse. Well, a number of horses, actually. Two, I should imagine. Truth be told, I 90% chose that track because it fit the theme and just because I love the stupidity of a track called I Punched a Lion in the Throat. Please don't go punching any lions in throats, by the way. I don't recommend it. That stunt was performed by trained professionals. This is the playlist. I am Darren. That song was recommended by me because, you know, obviously it was. The theme tonight is, of course, animals. You've got me for another 57 minutes. Oh, my Lord. Astonishing scenes. This next track was suggested by Swisslet, but I will say that it was already in the playlist because it is an absolute banger. So without further ado, Rage Against the Machine. Wow. I once saw somebody on Twitter. Do you remember Twitter? It used to be a thing. I once saw somebody on Twitter once accuse Tom Morello of becoming political. And it made me wonder, what did the poster of that particular tweet think Rage Against the Machine were prior to that? I don't think, for example, that Zach De La Rocha is singing about actual balls there. Something to think about, eh? This is The Playlist. I am Darren. This is LABR, Love a Brother Radio, on labr.online. Thank you very much for joining me. This is The Playlist. Tonight's theme is animals, or pets, but primarily animals at this point, I think. Certainly the next track. Not an animal, the next track, but a cracking tune nonetheless. I've got tunes. What have I got coming up for you? I've got some Osmonds. What could that be? I've got some Wonder Stuff. Now, I don't usually repeat artists so soon. I played Wonder Stuff a couple of weeks back, but this is a cracking little tune, so I've bent the rule on this one. Got some Sponge. I got some Smashing Pumpkins. Got some Cardiacs. Got some good stuff, is what I'm telling you. And continuing with the good stuff, this is The Cramps with Human Fly.
Thank you. morning fly. I said it is why. I say buh-buh-buh-buh. And it's just because I'm a human fly. And I don't know why. I got 96 tears and 96 eyes. I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like the ride, so push the best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock. I'm a human fly. I still feel why. I say buzz, buzz, buzz. And it's just because I'm an unzipped fly. And I don't know why. And I don't know why. But I say, rock tonight. And I say, rock it right. And I say, but I don't know why. Don't know why.
Thank you.
Obviously, that was the B-52s with Rock Lobster from 1979. Astonishing scenes. Ahead of that was the Cramps with Human Fly from 1983. Obviously, a lobster, also not an animal, is a crustacean. Although, actually, I'm not a scientist. Maybe a crustacean is an animal. I don't know. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. This is LABR, Lover Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining me. As I've already said, tonight's theme is animals. Those last two, actually, were suggested by the bread monkey, Ben, who I'm absolutely disgusted to note is listening to Jamiroquai and dancing around his kitchen. And I have played no Jamiroquai this evening. So that tells me that young Ben is not a live Clive. Anyway, do you know, it's funny, I get a lot of, there's maybe a core of maybe five or six people who, when I put up the theme, they come back with a list of tunes. This fits. And Ben actually highlighted an issue that I think some people have, of saying, I think I've suggested too many songs, I need to shut up. And I'm like, no, suggest more. I don't care if I play three or four suggestions from you. If they're good tunes, they're good tunes. I don't really care. And I think that those were good tunes. He inadvertently actually suggested the Ski Whiff version of Spanish Flea from the previous hour, although he suggested the Herb Alpert and Tijuana Brass original. But obviously I'm going to play the Ski Whiff version because it's incredible. The point being that when I put up the theme, if you can think of 10 songs that fit the theme, sling all 10 of them at me. It's less work for me to do. I love it. Anyway, I should play more music. This one was suggested by dozens of people, and I couldn't possibly attribute it to one. You know what this is. Last second there of Crazy Horses by the Osmonds. Man, I'd be dangerous if I knew how to talk. Yeah, can you believe that track is only 2.5 minutes long? Absolutely astonishing piece of music. I love that. Literally no other Osmonds track that I like. But that one, I don't understand how that happens. I genuinely don't understand. How does a wholesome boy band produce one absolutely stomping tune amidst a sea of mediocrity. You know, teen heartthrob mediocrity. I genuinely don't understand it. It would be like, it'd be like Boyzone doing a random thrash metal track. I just can't wrap my head around it, but it's such a great piece of music. So that was the Osmonds with Crazy Horses, taken from the album of the same name from 1972. And, I think you'll all agree that that was a banger, a regular club banger here on the playlist. I am Darren. Thank you very much for joining me. Got another 40 minutes with you, I suppose, so I should probably rinse as much music out of it as I possibly can. This next track was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne over there on the Isle of Wight, a short swim away from where I currently sit. Not one that I'd like to do, of course, but over there nonetheless. And she suggested this one. Now, like I said, I played the Wonder Stuff a couple of weeks back. In fact, I say a couple of weeks back, it was now a month ago during my first show. And I don't like to repeat artists too soon, but this is a cracking little tune. So I hope you enjoy this one, Sharon. I don't think she's listening live tonight because I haven't seen anything on Mastodon yet, but no doubt she'll listen back to this one. This is The Wonder Stuff with Ruby Horse.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
I want to shower you with sugar lumps.
Divine Comedy there, My Lovely Horse, obviously from Father Ted. Yeah, that was just suggested, and I had the ability to grab hold of that one a bit sharpish and drop it in, so it was only a minute and a half, and who could say no to that? Yeah, that was the Divine Comedy, My Lovely Horse. Ahead of that was the Wonder Stuff with Ruby Horse, and ahead of that was the Osmonds with Crazy Horses, and I feel like I should have Pulled Apart by Horses before all of that, not like six songs ago. So maybe next time I'll think about that. Or maybe, you know, they just didn't all fit together. And I do actually put this together for a reason. I do know what I'm doing some of the time. Although it may not appear that way. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, DJ Darren, here on Love A Brother Radio, L-A-B-R. Many thanks to you all for listening in. You all, two of you, but it's fine. And thank you very much to Brother Soul for once again for giving me the airwaves to do with as I will, and I believe I have done as I will. Onwards with the music. This next one was suggested by another one suggested by Swisslet, and I'm fine taking his suggestions because, as with everybody else who suggests for this show, suggests only quality. This one is Pixies, Monkey Gone to Heaven.
There was a guy an underwater guy who controlled the sea. Got killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey.
Thank you.
I didn't even know it was ill. Pixies, Monkey Gone to Heaven, suggested by Swisslet. Thank you very much, Swisslet, for your service to this show. What other tracks did you have tonight? Shockingly, that was the only one I picked of the several that he suggested. Oh, no, that's a lie. I also played Rage Against the Machine. So thank you very much for your service this week, Swisslet. And indeed, thank you very much to everybody for your suggestions. I like to think that this is the Fediverse's own radio show, and that anyone can get in touch with me at djdarren@mendeddrum.org over on Mastodon. But obviously, because of the Fediverse, it doesn't matter. You can be on any of the services and still message me, because that's the joy of how it all works. I don't know how it works, but it does. But I like to think that it's the Fediverse's radio show, and that anyone can throw suggestions and will try and get it on the air, because, you know, good music is good music, regardless of genre. So I hope you've enjoyed this evening. I have. Got another half hour left, and then I'm off to bed, because I've had a lovely day off today, but I have to go back to work tomorrow, which is, quite frankly, outrageous. I would write a letter to my MP about it, but my MP is a Tory, and they probably agree with that sort of thing. This, suggested by White Wolf, is Cardiac's Dog Like Sparky.
We never ever sing like Bucky. We
Well, that was mad. That was Cardiacs, Dog-Like Sparky. I'm not familiar with the Cardiacs, to be honest. So thank you very much to Gary. And in a weird moment of synchronicity, big shout out to Sotel, P-Sotel? I don't know how to pronounce your username, I'm afraid. Who, while I was delivering the last link, sent me a reply on Mastodon to say, a bit late for suggestions, but Dog-Like Sparky by the Cardiacs? And fair play to your psychic abilities. And I hope you enjoyed it. That was mad. I'm going to have to listen to that on the good headphones properly without having to concentrate on other things, so I can really appreciate that. And perhaps the whole album. That was, of course, taken from 96's Sing to God. I say that as if, you know, I'm some kind of superstar DJ who knows... oh, yeah, of course I know that song. I literally just told you I didn't. Anyway, I'm here. I'm Darren. I'm doing the playlist, and I hope you're enjoying it. And I'm here for another 20 minutes, after which the one and only Brother Soul is back on the air. At 10 till midnight, he'll be doing crate digging sessions live here on stream.labr.online. So hang around for that. His crate digging is always good digging. This is the Smashing Pumpkins.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain secret destroyers, hold you up to the flames. And what do I get for my pain? Betrayed desires and a piece of the
despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
The Smashing Pumpkins, Bullet with Butterfly Wings, both butterflies and rats. What more could you want when the theme is animals? Butterflies are obviously not animals. I've gone over this. Doesn't matter. That's a cracking tune though, isn't it? 1995's Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. An album which I have never been able to get to grips with. On paper, I should love it. On paper, it should be absolutely up my street. It should be one of the best things I've ever heard. But in reality, I wish it was a single condensed CD of all the best tracks that were on it. I really wish that. There are very few... Somebody once said to me, in his opinion, that there are basically no good double albums, and that every double album could be distilled down into a better single album. And there's a part of me that doesn't disagree with him, particularly in the case of Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. It's a great album, don't get me wrong, there's some great stuff on it. It's just, I find it goes on a little bit, and I don't think I've ever listened to the whole thing in one sitting. No, don't think I have in 30 years. Dear Lord, 30 years that... Oh. Moving on, this is Sponge.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Spring is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me, and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide. but they still go for peanuts when coated with the cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
The genius of Tom Lehrer there with Poisoning Pigeons in the Park. That was recorded sometime around 52, 53, something like that. And it's all in the public domain now because Tom Lehrer's an absolutely splendid human being and he was just like, nope, everything's in the public domain now and that's it and all about it. So thanks, Tom. I played that one without any guilt whatsoever. Ahead of that was Sponge with Kicking Pigeons. Poor pigeons, what did they do? What did they do to deserve that? Well, they stole all the bird seed out of my feeder, quite frankly. That was taken from 2006's Room for Abuse. And I think you'll agree that that was a cracking tune. Thank you very much to Beardy Foxy for the suggestion on that one. Right, so I've got time for two more tracks for you tonight. One of them is a suggestion, the other one is because I didn't play one of their songs last week when I wanted to and I completely forgot about it. So anyway, this is a suggestion from Selena. This is She, Her, Her, Hers. Trips off the tongue, doesn't it? With Wolves.
You're
You'll agree that was pretty damn enjoyable. That was She, Her, Her, Hers with Wolves, so thank you very much to Selena for suggesting that one. Well, that's about all I've got time for tonight here on the playlist. Thank you very much for joining me once again for 2 hours of nonsense and frippery. But what is life without nonsense and frippery, eh? I've got one more track to play. Hang around after 10 o'clock. Brother Soul will be back digging through his crates to bring you some of the finest tunes he can lay his hands on. So that will be absolutely splendid. Before that, though, I've got one more track. This is... I wanted to play a track by this group last week, and I just completely forgot about it. I was really annoyed because they're great. But fortunately, they have a song that fits the theme this week. So I will leave you this week with Submotion Orchestra and Bird of Prey. Good night, folks. Have a lovely week.